إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, when we do financial analysis, while planning investment portfolios and things like that, we do an analysis which is, we analyze or try to understand short-term goals and long-term goals. Now, basic fundamental principle is that short-term goals that lead to the long-term goals are okay. But short-term goals that get you something at the expense of long-term goals, that's not okay. Because long-term goals are the ones which stay with us. They are the ones that build the portfolio, that add value to it. And even though there may be a short-term investment that gives you some benefit, but if it is at the expense of the long-term goal, then it makes no sense. But short-term goals that are good and which we should focus on because they lead to long-term gain, those are okay. Now, if you think, if you apply this in terms of our deen, and see what are the decisions that we are making in life. Because even with our religion, we make the same analysis, or consciously or unconsciously, where we focus on some short-term gains, but these short-term gains are, we have to see, do they support the long-term benefit or are they at the expense of the long-term benefit? So, for example, you might say, well, you know, I'm focusing on, let me give you another example. For example, if you see somebody who's studying, and you find your son, your daughter, whoever it is, in their studies, they may go through a phase in life where their friends, their social life and so on has become so important and they like it so much that they are not studying. So, their long-term exam results and so on and so forth will get affected. Now, what do you say to that? Obviously, you will tell them don't do that because you are sacrificing. You are getting gain. This social life is interesting. It is nice. It's enjoyable. Hanging out with friends is nice. But you are doing it at the expense of your own long-term future. Makes no sense. On the other hand, it's a friend circle which is a study circle. So, you are still hanging out with friends, but you are not doing that in some restaurant or something. You are doing it in a study circle and you are helping each other to study. So, you are still hanging out with friends. It is still pleasant, but it also is supporting the long-term goal. So, both of these are hanging out with friends. Both of the things are pleasurable in the short term, but one is supporting the long-term goal. The other one is at the expense of the long-term goal. So, obviously, if you have any intelligence, you will say, well, I am going to hang out with friends, but only if it is helping me in my long-term goal. Not if it is at the expense of the long-term goal. Now, if we take our practice of our religion itself and apply the same principle, we need to think and say, what is it that my behavior and what is it that my focus is helping me to do? Are my actions supporting my long-term goal, which is the akhirah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin." The akhirah is for the people of taqwa. So, are my short-term goals, my short-term actions, are they supporting the akhirah or are they at the expense of the akhirah? Which one it is? For example, short-term, in terms of short-term goals, you might say, well, you know, I am spending my time and so on and so forth in reading, in working, in doing something. But is it something which is helping me towards my akhirah, towards my goal? Or is it something that is taking me away from it? Because this activity of mine, whichever it is, on the face of it, it might look pleasant, might be enjoyable, might be beneficial, also short-term beneficial. But maybe it prevents you from praying your salah by jama'ah. Maybe it prevents you from doing something else which was beneficial for you in the akhirah. Now, at what expense is that? At what cost is that? Because one salah by jama'ah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity to pray Salatul Fajr by jama'ah. So, this one salah by jama'ah is, the value of it is 27 times praying at home. I'm not even talking about not praying. I'm saying you prayed at home. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, that is acceptable. But same salah, you went to the masjid and prayed. That is 27 times. Now, that 27 times, what is the value of that 27 times on the Day of Judgment? Because the value of one hasana, one good deed on the Day of Judgment can be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. One good deed. So, you have one more, you go here, we get one less, you go here. Now, what is the value of 27 times the salah? Now, the thing is that this is not visible to us in this life. Immediately, we can't see it, we can't touch and feel it. So, we do not really appreciate its value. But that's where the whole issue of Iman bil Ghaib comes. Iman bil Ghaib is that, which is to believe something because this is our religion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. We don't necessarily have to touch and feel the thing to believe it. So, this is the issue. So, therefore, whatever we are doing, it's very important for us to keep that in mind and say, what is it that I am doing? How does it? And every action must be judged like this. And say, is this thing, is it a short-term goal that is helping me towards the long-term goal? Or is it a short-term goal which is at the expense of the long-term goal? And then, obviously, take a decision. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to decide and to do that which is beneficial for us and to save us from that which is not beneficial and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arham ar-rahim.